Chapter 119. Electronic Suspension Systems. The need for electronic suspensions. Since the mid-1980s, many vehicle manufacturers have been introducing models with electronic suspension controls that provide a variable shock stiffness or spring rate. The main advantage of electronic controls is that the suspension can react to different conditions. The system provides a firm suspension feel for fast cornering and quick acceleration and braking, with a soft ride for cruising. See Figure 119-1. Electronic suspension controls and sensors. Inputs and outputs. Sensors and switches provide input to the electronic control module, abbreviated ECM, or system computer. The ECM, which may also be referred to as the electronic control unit, abbreviated ECU, is a small computer that receives input in the form of electrical signals from the sensors and switches and provides output electrical signals to the system actuators. See Figure 119-2. The electrical signal causes an actuator to perform some type of mechanical action. Height sensors. Sensors, which are the input devices that transmit signals to the ECM, monitor operating conditions and component functions. A height sensor senses the vertical relationship between the suspension component and the body. Its signal indicates to the ECM how high the frame or body is, or how compressed the suspension is. A number of sensor designs are used to determine ride height, including a photocell type of sensor. See Figure 119-3. Four height sensors, one at each wheel, deliver an input signal to the ECM. All four sensors are similar and use a control link, lever, slotted disc, and four photo interrupters to transmit a signal. Each photo interrupter consists of a light-emitting diode, abbreviated LED, and a photo transistor, which reacts to the LED. Inside the sensor, the LEDs and photo transistors are positioned opposite each other on each side of the slotted disc. See Figure 119-4. When the system is activated, the ECM applies voltage to the LEDs, which causes them to illuminate. Light from an LED shining on the phototransistor causes the transistor to generate a voltage signal. Signals generated by the phototransistors are delivered to the ECM as an input that reflects ride height. As suspension movement rotates the disc, the slots or windows on the disc either allow light from the LEDs to shine on the phototransistors or prevent it. The windows are positioned in such a manner that, in combination with the four LEDs and transistors, the sensor is capable of generating 16 different levels of voltage. This variable voltage, which is transmitted to the ECM as an input signal, directly corresponds to one of 16 possible positions of the suspension. This input signal tells the ECM the position of the suspension in relation to the body. Whether the input voltage signal is increasing or decreasing allows the ECM to determine if the suspension is compressing or extending. The ECM can also determine the relative position of the body to the suspension, or the attitude of the vehicle, from the four height sensors. Comparing front wheel input signals to those of the rear wheels determines the amount of pitch caused by forces of acceleration or deceleration. A side-to-side comparison allows the ECM to determine the amount of body roll generated by cornering force. Refer to Figure 119-1. An electronically controlled suspension system can help reduce body roll and other reactions better than most. Conventional suspension systems. Refer to Figure 119-2. Input devices monitor conditions and provide information to the electronic control module, which processes the information and operates the actuators to control the movement of the suspension. General Motors electronic suspension sensors. There are five different sensors found on electronic suspension systems, and GM vehicles can have between one and four of these sensors, depending on the system. Depending on the vehicle, the suspension position sensor may be called by a different name. It can be called an automatic level control sensor, an electronic suspension position sensor, a position sensor, or an air suspension sensor. The sensor provides the control module with information regarding the relative position and movement of suspension components. The common mounting location is between the vehicle body and the suspension control arm. See Figure 119-5. The operation of the sensor is either an air suspension sensor 2-wire type or a potentiometer 3-wire type. The air suspension sensor is also known as a linear Hall effect sensor. The air suspension sensor operation consists of a movable iron core linked to the components. As the core moves, it varies the inductance of the internal sensor coil relative to suspension position. The suspension control module energizes and de-energizes the coil approximately 20 times a second, thereby measuring sensor inductance as it relates to suspension position. The potentiometer three-wire sensor requires reference and ground voltage. Similar to the throttle position abbreviated, TP, sensor, it produces a variable analog voltage signal. See figure 119-6. As the suspension moves up or down, an arm moves on the suspension position sensor through a ball and cup link. See figure 119-7. Suspension position sensor voltage changes relative to this movement. The sensor receives a 5-volt reference signal from the control module. The position sensor returns a voltage signal between 0 and 5 volts depending on suspension arm position. Note, some systems may require sensor learning or reprogramming after replacement. For instance, the sensor used on the Tahoe or Suburban needs to be programmed if replaced. Always check service information for the details and procedures to follow when replacing a sensor on the suspension. Refer to Figure 119-3. A typical electronic suspension height sensor, which bolts to the body and connects to the lower control arm through a control link and lever. Refer to Figure 119-4. When suspension action moves the lever, it rotates the slotted disc and varies how much of the phototransistor is exposed to the LEDs, which vary the input signal. Refer to Figure 119-5. Typical suspension position sensor. Refer to Figure 119-6. A three-wire suspension position sensor schematic. Steering wheel position sensor. Depending on the vehicle, the steering wheel position sensor may also be called a hand wheel position sensor. The function of this sensor is to provide the control module with signals relating to steering wheel position, the speed, and direction of hand wheel position. The sensor is found on most real-time dampening abbreviated, RTD, and road sensing suspension abbreviated, RSS, applications. The sensor is typically located at the base of the steering column. Always refer to service information for vehicle-specific information. See figures 119-8 and 119-9. The handwheel sensor produces two digital signals, which are used by the electronic brake control module abbreviated, EBCM. These signals are produced as the steering wheel is rotated. The sensor can also produce more than two signals. As an example, the Cadillac Escalade handwheel sensor produces one analog and three digital signals. The sensor uses a 5-volt signal reference. Analog signal voltage values increase or decrease, between 0 and 5 volts, as the steering wheel is moved left and right of center. The digital signal is also a standard power-to-ground circuit as shown in the schematic. There are three possible digital signals. Phase A, Phase B, or Index Pulse. These signals provide the suspension control module with steering wheel speed and direction information. Digital signals are either high or low, 5 volts or 0 volts. See figure 119-10. A scan tool provides DTC, or diagnostic trouble code, faults for this sensor. If there is an intermittent concern with a steering wheel position sensor, select snapshot and slowly turn the steering wheel lock to lock. After the snapshot is complete, plot the analog sensor voltage to see if the signal dropped out. Any dropout is an indication of an intermittent problem. Refer to figure 119-7. A suspension height sensor. Refer to figure 119-8. The steering wheel position, hand wheel position, sensor wiring schematic and how the signal varies with the direction that the steering wheel is turned. Refer to figure 119-9. The hand wheel position sensor is located at the base of the steering column. Refer to figure 119-10. Steering wheel, or hand wheel, position sensor schematic. Vehicle speed sensor. The vehicle speed abbreviated, VS, sensor is used by the EBCM to help control the suspension system. The vehicle speed sensor is a magnetic sensor and generates an analog signal whose frequency increases as the speed increases. The ride is made firmer at high speeds and during braking and acceleration and less firm at cruise speeds. See figure 119-11. Refer to figure 119-11. The VS sensor information is transmitted to the EBCM by class 2 serial data. Pressure sensor. A pressure transducer, or sensor, is typically mounted on the compressor assembly. This sensor is typically found on systems such as air suspension, real-time damping, and road sensing suspension that use a compressor assembly. The main function of the pressure sensor is to provide feedback to the suspension control module about the operation of the compressor. The sensor assures both that a minimum air pressure is maintained in the system and that a maximum value is not exceeded. See figure 119-12. The operation of the pressure sensor requires a 5-volt reference, a ground, and a signal wire to provide feedback to the control module. The voltage output on the signal wire will vary from 0 to 5 volts based upon pressure in the system. A high voltage indicates high pressure and low voltage indicates a low pressure. Lateral accelerometer sensor. The function of the lateral accelerometer sensor is to provide the suspension control module with feedback regarding vehicle cornering forces. This type of sensor is also called a G sensor, with the letter G representing the force of gravity. For example, when a vehicle enters a turn, the sensor provides information as to how hard the vehicle is cornering. This information is processed by the suspension control module to provide appropriate damping on the inboard and outboard dampers during cornering events. The lateral accelerometer sensor is found on the more complex suspension systems, such as RTD and RSS systems that incorporate the Vehicle Stability Enhancement System, abbreviated VSES. This sensor can be either a standalone unit or combined with the EUR8 sensor. Typically, the sensor is mounted in the passenger compartment under a front seat, center console, or package shelf. The sensor produces a voltage signal of 0 to 5 volts as the vehicle maneuvers left or right through a curve. The signal is an input to the EBCM. If the lateral acceleration is 0, the sensor input is 2.5 volts. Check service information for specific codes that can be set. If driving the vehicle and the voltage values increase or decrease during cornering events, this indicates proper operation. See Figure 119-13. Refer to Figure 119-12. An air pressure sensor. Refer to Figure 119-13. A schematic showing the lateral acceleration sensor and the EBCM. EUR8 sensor. The EUR8 sensor provides information to the suspension control module and the EBCM. This information is used to determine how far the vehicle has deviated from the driver's intended direction. The yaw sensor is used on vehicles equipped with electronic stability control, abbreviated ESC. This sensor can be either a standalone unit or combined with the lateral accelerometer sensor. Typically, the sensor is mounted in the passenger compartment under the front seat, center console, or on the rear package shelf. The sensor produces a voltage signal of 0 to 5 volts as the vehicle EUR8 changes. The voltage signal is an input to the EBCM. The EUR8 input to the EBCM indicates the number of degrees that the vehicle deviates from its intended direction. For example, with a 0 degree EUR8, the sensor output is 2.5 volts. During an emergency maneuver, the signal will vary above or below 2.5 volts. This sensor does set DTC codes. These codes can be found in service information. See Figure 119-15. Tech tip. The lateral acceleration sensor needed to control the electronic suspension. The lateral acceleration sensor is one part of the group of sensors that provides the information needed for the suspension to be able to react to driver commands and road conditions. Using just the steering wheel position sensor would not be enough information for the suspension controller to determine the cornering loads. See Figure 119-14. Refer to Figure 119-14. The lateral accelerometer sensor, or G sensor, is usually located under the center console. This sensor can be tested by unbolting the sensor, turning it on its side with the key on, engine off, and looking at the scan tool data to verify that it reads 1G. Driver selector switch. The driver selector switch is a 2 or 3 mode switch, usually located in the center console, and is an input to the suspension control module. The switch that is used to select either touring, or soft, or performance, which is a firm ride, is found on the selectable ride, abbreviated SR, and the computer command ride systems, abbreviated CCR. The mode select switch status is generally displayed on a scan tool. The three-position switch is used on the Corvette RTD system, and allows the driver to select three modes of operation: Tour, Sport, or Performance. Refer to Figure 119-15. EUR8 sensor showing the typical location and schematic. Refer to Figure 119-16. A magnetic field is created whenever an electrical current flows through a coil of wire wrapped around an iron core. Refer to Figure 119-17. When magnets are near each other, like poles repel and opposite poles attract. Refer to Figure 119-18. When electrical current magnetizes the plunger in a solenoid, the magnetic field moves the plunger against spring force. With no current, the spring pushes the plunger back to its original position. Electronic suspension system actuators. Terminology. Each actuator in an electronically controlled suspension system receives output signals from the ECM and responds to these signals, or commands, by performing a mechanical action. Actuators are usually inductive devices that operate using an electromagnetic field. A simple electromagnet consists of a soft iron core with a coil of wire, usually copper, wrapped around it. See Figure 119-16. Electrical current traveling through the coiled wire creates a magnetic field around the core. O-magnets are polarized, that is, they have a north, or positive, and a south, or negative, pole. When the opposite poles of two magnets are placed near each other positive to negative, the magnets attract each other. Place the same poles together, positive to positive or negative to negative, and the magnets repel each other. See Figure 119-17. Magnets also attract and are attracted to certain types of metals, especially iron and steel. When an electromagnet has more than one coil, the stronger primary coil can induce voltage into the weaker secondary coil. This inductive transfer occurs even though there is no physical connection between the two coils. Solenoids. In a solenoid, the core of the electromagnet also acts as a plunger to open and close a passage or to move a linkage. Solenoids are cylindrically shaped with a metal plate at one end and open at the other end to allow the plunger to move in and out. The electromagnetic coils are placed along the sides of the cylinder. A preload spring forces the plunger toward one end of the device when the solenoid is de-energized, or there is no current in the coil. When the solenoid is energized, current passes through the coil and magnetizes the core. The magnetized core is attracted to the metal plate and the strength of the magnetic field overcomes spring force to pull the plunger inward. See Figure 119-18. When the electrical current switches off, the solenoid de-energizes and spring force returns the plunger to its rest position. An airflow control valve is an example of a solenoid used in an electronically controlled suspension. See Figure 119-19. As the solenoid plunger extends and retracts, it opens and closes air passages between the system air pressure tank and the air springs. The position of the plunger determines whether the springs receive more pressure or whether pressure bleeds out of them. Increasing the pressure in the air springs lifts the body higher, and decreasing the pressure by bleeding air from the springs lowers the body. Solenoids are digital devices that are either on or off. However, the ECM can vary the amount a solenoid opens by pulsing the output signal to the coil. If the signal is rapidly switched on and off, spring and magnetic forces do not have enough time to react and effectively move the plunger between the signal changes. The amount of time the current is on compared to the amount of time it is off is called pulse width, and the control of a solenoid using this pulsing on and off method is called pulse width modulation. Refer to Figure 119-19. This air supply solenoid blocks pressurized air from the air spring valves when off. The plunger pulls upward to allow airflow to the air spring valves when the solenoid is energized. Actuator motors. If a current-carrying conductor is placed in a magnetic field, it tends to move from the stronger field area to the weaker field area. A motor uses this principle to convert electrical energy into mechanical movement. Electrical current is directed through the field coils on the motor frame to create a magnetic field within the frame. By applying an electrical current to the armature, which is inside the motor frame, the armature rotates from a strong field area to a weaker field area. Armature movement can in turn move another part, such as a gear, pulley, or shaft, attached to it. Located at the top mount of the air spring variable shock assembly of each wheel, the suspension control actuator moves a control rod that regulates air pressure to the spring, which determines ride height. The actuator is an electromagnetic device consisting of four stator coils and a permanent magnet core. See Figure 119-20. The ECM applies current to two stator coils at a time to create opposing magnetic fields around the core, which causes the core to rotate into a new position. Which coils are energized determines how far and in which direction the core rotates. See Figure 119-21. By switching current from one pair of coils to the other, the ECM moves the core into a new position, and a third position is available by reversing the polarity of the coils. A gear at the base of the permanent magnet connects to a rod that operates the air valve to the air spring. The gear also drives another gear, which operates the control rod of the variable shock absorber. Therefore, the three positions of the suspension control actuator motor provide three shock absorber stiffness settings in addition to a variable air spring. Refer to Figure 119-20. An actuator motor uses a permanent magnet and four stator coils to drive the air spring control rod. Types of electronic suspension. The types of electronic suspension systems used on General Motors vehicles, as examples, include: Number 1. Selectable ride. Number 2. Automatic level control. Number 3. Air suspension. Number 4. Computer command ride. Number 5. Real-time dampening road sensing suspension. Number 6. Vehicle stability enhancement system. And number 7. Magneto-rheological suspension, F55. Selectable ride. The selectable ride system, abbreviated SR, is the most basic of the electronic systems offered by General Motors. Selectable ride allows the driver to choose between two distinct damping levels: firm and normal. SR is found on Chevrolet and GMC full-size pickup trucks. See Figure 119-22. A switch is used to control four electronically controlled gas-charged dampers. The mode select switch activates the bias state, or, two settings, dampers at all four corners of the vehicle, allowing the driver to select vehicle ride characteristics. The system is either energizing or de-energizing the bias state dampers to provide a firm or normal ride. Refer to Figure 119-21. The stator coils of the actuator are energized in three ways to provide soft, medium, or firm ride from the air springs and shock absorbers. Refer to Figure 119-22. Selectable ride is used on Chevrolet and GMC pickup trucks. Refer to Figure 119-23. ALC maintains the same ride height either loaded or unloaded by increasing or decreasing the air pressure in the rear air shocks. Automatic level control. The automatic level control system, abbreviated ALC, automatically adjusts the rear height of the vehicle in response to changes in vehicle loading and unloading. ALC is found on many General Motors vehicles. ALC controls rear leveling by monitoring the rear suspension position sensor and energizing the compressor to raise the vehicle or energizing the exhaust valve to lower the vehicle. ALC has several variations across the different platforms. See Figure 119-23. Air suspension. Air suspension, abbreviated AS, is a system very similar to the ALC system. The purpose of the AS system is to: Number 1. Keep the vehicle visually level. Number 2. Provide optimal headlight aiming. And Number 3. Maintain optimal ride height. The AS system includes the following components: an air suspension compressor assembly, a rear air springs, and air suspension sensors. The AS system is designed to maintain rear trim height within 3/16 of an inch, or 4 mm, in all loading conditions, and the leveling function will deactivate if the vehicle is overloaded. The AS system also includes an accessory air inflator found in the rear cargo area. See Figure 119-24. Variable rate air springs. In an air spring system with ordinary shock absorbers, the ECM uses the air springs to control trim height and is used on many Ford, Mercury, and Lincoln vehicles. The three height sensors transmit a signal to the ECM that reflects trim height at each axle. See Figure 119-25. The ignition and brake light switches tell the ECM whether the ignition switch is on or off, and if the brake pedal is depressed. The dome light switch indicates whether any doors are open. The on-off switch disables the air spring system to avoid unexpected movement while towing or servicing the vehicle. Caution: failure to turn off the system will cause the air springs to be vented when the vehicle is hoisted. This will cause the vehicle to drop almost to the ground when the vehicle is lowered. This can cause damage to the air springs and/or to the vehicle. The shut-off switch is usually located in the trunk. The ECM receives information from the height sensors indicating that the trim height is too high or too low, and it energizes the actuators to add or bleed air from the air springs. The system actuators can still operate for up to an hour after the ignition is switched off. Anytime the ignition is switched to the run position, the ECM raises the vehicle, if necessary, within the first 45 seconds. If trim height is too high and the vehicle must be lowered, the ECM delays doing so for 45 seconds after the ignition is switched on. An air compressor with a regenerative dryer provides the air change required to inflate the air springs on the air suspension system, and a vent solenoid is used to relieve air pressure and deflate the springs. See Figure 119-26. By energizing the compressor relay, the ECM directs current to turn on the compressor motor when trim height needs to be raised. The ECM command to lower the vehicle is an electrical signal that opens the vent solenoid to bleed air pressure out of the system. See Figure 119-27. Refer to Figure 119-24. A typical schematic showing the air suspension compressor assembly and sensor. Refer to Figure 119-25. The typical variable rate air spring system uses three height sensors, two in the front and one in the rear, to monitor trim height and to provide input signals to the ECM. Refer to Figure 119-26. The air spring compressor assembly is usually mounted on rubber cushions to help isolate it from the body of the vehicle. All of the air entering or leaving the air springs flows through the regenerative air dryer. General Motors Computer Command Ride. The General Motors Computer Command Ride System, abbreviated CCR, controls ride firmness by automatically controlling an actuator in each of the four struts to increase ride firmness as speed increases. The three damping modes are Comfort, Normal, or Sport. Damping mode selection is controlled by the CCR control module according to vehicle speed conditions, driver select switch position, and any error conditions that may exist. In the Perform Ride mode, the system will place the damping level in the firm mode regardless of vehicle speed. In the Touring Ride mode, the damping level depends on vehicle speed. See Figure 119-28. Refer to Figure 119-27. A solenoid valve at the top of each spring regulates airflow into and out of the air spring. Real-time dampening and road sensing. Suspension. Real-time dampening, abbreviated RTD, independently controls a solenoid in each of the four shock absorbers in order to control the vehicle ride characteristics and is capable of making changes within milliseconds. Road sensing suspension, abbreviated RSS, along with ALC, controls damping forces in the front struts and rear shock absorbers in response to various road and driving conditions. Real-time damping suspension systems use inputs from the steering wheel position sensor, vehicle speed sensor, abbreviated VSS, and a sensor cluster containing a lateral accelerometer and urate sensor. These components may be indirect or direct inputs. See Figure 119-29. RTD and RSS incorporate the following components. An electronic suspension control module. Front and rear suspension position sensors. Bi-state dampers. A ride select switch, and an air compressor is used on some models. See Figures 119-30 and 119-31. Refer to Figure 119-28. Schematic showing computer command ride system. Refer to Figure 119-29. Diagram of the components and connections of the real-time damping and road sensing suspension system. Refer to Figure 119-30. Schematic showing the shock control used in the RSS system. Tech tip. Check the RPO code. Whenever working on the suspension system, check the RPO, or regular production option, code for the type of suspension used. For example, the F55 RPO may be called by a different name depending on the make and model of vehicle. Also, service procedures will be different on the same vehicle depending on whether it is equipped with an F45 or an F55 system. The General Motors vehicle RPO codes are on a sticker on the spare tire cover in the trunk or in the glove compartment. Bi-state and tri-state dampers. The bi-state damper is also known as a solenoid-controlled damper. Bi-state dampers are found on the RTD, RSS, and SR systems. Each of the suspension dampers used in these systems have an integral solenoid. The solenoid valve provides various amounts of damping by directing hydraulic damping fluid in the suspension shock absorber or strut. The General Motors version of ESCAPE is called the Vehicle Stability Enhancement System, VSES, and includes an additional level of vehicle control to the EBCM. VSES is also known as StabiliTrack. The purpose of the Vehicle Stability Enhancement System along with the Anti-Lock Brake System is to provide vehicle stability enhancement during oversteer or understeer conditions. The pulse width modulation voltage signal from the suspension control module controls the amount of current flow through each of the damper solenoids. With a low PWM signal to energized, more hydraulic damping fluid is allowed to bypass the main suspension damper passage, resulting in a softer damping mode. As the PWM signal increases, or is energized, the damping mode becomes more firm. See Figure 119-32. Note: if the suspension module does not control the shock absorber solenoid, a full soft damping mode results. In some system malfunctions, the module may command one or all of the damper solenoids to a full soft damping. The main difference between a tri-state damper and a bi-state damper is that the tri-state damper uses an electrical actuator, whereas the bi-state damper is solenoid controlled. The three damping modes include Comfort, Normal, and Sport. A tri-state damper has an integral electrical strut actuator that rotates a selector valve to change the flow of hydraulic damping fluid. See Figure 119-33. The CCR module controls the operation of the strut actuators to provide the three damping modes. The strut position input provides feedback to the CCR module. The strut position input is compared to the commanded actuator position to monitor system operation. See Figure 119-34. Refer to Figure 119-31. Bistate dampers, or shocks, use a solenoid to control fluid flow in the unit to control compression and rebound actions. Refer to Figure 119-32. A typical CCR module schematic. Refer to Figure 119-33. The three dampening modes of a CCR shock absorber. Automatic level control, ALC. Parts and operation. Vehicles that have an air inflator system as part of the ALC system also have an air inflator switch. The air inflator switch is an input to the ALC and AS system. The inflator switch is used to control the air inflator system operation and provides a signal to the ALC, or AS module to initiate compressor activation. With the ignition on, the driver can turn the system to on. The switch will command the compressor to run for up to 10 minutes, allowing time to inflate a tire or other items requiring air. Note, there are no DTCs associated with compressor assembly. Refer to Figure 119-34. Integral shock solenoid. Frequently asked question. What are self-leveling shocks? A German company, ZF Sachs, supplies a self-leveling shock absorber to several vehicle manufacturers, such as Chrysler for use on the rear of minivans, plus BMW, Saab, and Volvo. The self-leveling shocks are entirely self-contained and do not require the use of height sensors or an external air pump. See Figure 119-35. The shock looks like a conventional shock absorber but contains the following components. Two reservoirs in the outer tube. An oil reservoir, or low-pressure reservoir. And a high-pressure chamber. Inside the piston rod is the pump chamber containing an inlet and an outlet valve. When load is placed in the rear of the vehicle, it compresses the suspension and the shock absorber. When the vehicle starts to move, the internal pump is activated by the movement of the body. Extension of the piston rod causes oil to be drawn through the inlet valve into the pump. When the shock compresses, the oil is forced through the outlet valve into the high-pressure chamber. The pressure in the oil reserve decreases as the pressure in the high-pressure chamber increases. The increasing pressure is applied to the piston rod, which raises the height of the vehicle. When the vehicle's normal height is reached, no oil is drawn into the chamber. Because the shock is mechanical, the vehicle needs to be moving before the pump starts to work. It requires about 2 miles of driving for the shock to reach the normal ride height. The vehicle also needs to be driven about 2 miles after a load has been removed from the vehicle for it to return to normal ride height. Refer to Figure 119-35. A typical ZF Sachs self-leveling shock, as used on the rear of a Chrysler minivan. Refer to Figure 119-36. Schematic of the ALC system. Inflator or compressor relay. The suspension control module energizes the relay to activate the compressor motor. This adjusts the rear trim height as needed. The suspension control module controls the compressor relay for normal operation or for the accessory air inflator. To avoid compressor overheating, the timer within the suspension control module limits the compressor runtime to 10 minutes. See Figure 119-36. On RTD or RSS systems with a compressor, the scan tool may display DTCs associated with compressor relay operation. On some vehicle applications, the scan tool will display data relating to relay operation and can be used to command the relay to verify proper operation. Refer to Figure 119-37. Air compressor assembly can be located at various locations depending on the vehicle. Compressor. The compressor is a positive displacement air pump and can generate up to 150 pounds of pressure per inch too. The compressor is found on the ALC, AS, RTD, and RSS systems. A 12-volt permanent magnet motor drives the compressor. The compressor supplies compressed air to the rear air shock absorbers or struts to raise the vehicle. See Figure 119-37. Air dryer. Within the compressor is an air dryer. The air dryer is responsible for removing moisture from the compressor system. Improper air dryer operation can cause a premature failure in the system if an airline restriction occurs due to excessive moisture buildup. A dryer on the output side of the compressor contains silica gel desiccant, which removes moisture from the discharge air before it travels through the nylon air hoses to the air chamber of the rear shocks. Exhaust solenoid. The exhaust solenoid, which is located on the compressor, relieves pressure in the system. The ground-side switched exhaust solenoid has three main functions. Number 1. It releases compressed air from the shock absorbers or air springs to lower the vehicle body. Number 2. It relieves compressor head pressure. By exhausting air, it protects compressor startup from high head pressure, which can possibly cause fuse failure. And number 3. The solenoid acts as a pressure relief valve, which limits overall system pressure. The special functions on many scan tools can be used to command the solenoid and to verify its operation. See Figure 119-38. Troubleshooting rear electronic leveling systems. The first step with any troubleshooting procedure is to check for normal operation. Some leveling systems require that the ignition key be on, or run, while other systems operate all the time. Begin troubleshooting by placing approximately 300 pounds, or 135 kilograms, on the rear of the vehicle. If the compressor does not operate, check to see if the sensor is connected to a rear suspension member and that the electrical connections are not corroded. Also check the condition of the compressor ground wire. It must be tight and free of rust and corrosion where it attaches to the vehicle body. If the compressor still does not run, check to see if 12 volts are available at the power lead to the compressor. If necessary, use a fuse jumper wire directly from the positive of the battery to the power lead of the compressor. If the compressor does not operate, it must be replaced. If the ride height compressor runs excessively, check the air compressor, the airlines, and the air shocks, or struts, with soapy water for air leaks. Most air shocks or air struts are not repairable and must be replaced. Most electronic leveling systems provide some adjustments of the rear ride height by adjusting the linkage between the height sensor and the rear suspension. See Figure 119-39. Figure 119-38. The exhaust solenoid is controlled by the rear integration module. Magneto-rheological suspension, abbreviated MR. Terminology. MR fluid shocks use a working fluid inside the shock that can change viscosity rapidly depending on electric current sent to an electromagnetic coil in each device. The fluid is called magneto-rheological, MR, and is used in monotube-type shock absorbers. This type of shock and suspension system is called the magneto-rheological real-time damping, abbreviated MRRTD, or chassis continuously variable real-time dampening magneto-rheological suspension, abbreviated CCVRTMR. Under normal operating conditions, the fluid flows easily through orifices in the shock and provides little dampening. When a large or high-frequency bump is detected, a small electrical current is sent from the chassis controller to an electromagnetic coil in each shock, and the iron particles in the fluid respond within 3 milliseconds, aligning themselves in fiber-like strands. See Figures 119-40 and 119-41. This causes the MR fluid to become thick like peanut butter and increases the firmness of the shock. This type of shock absorber is used to control squat during acceleration and brake dive, as well as to reduce body roll during cornering by the chassis controller. See Figure 119-42. Refer to Figure 119-39. Most electronic level control sensors can be adjusted, such as this General Motors unit. Refer to Figure 119-40. Vehicles that use magneto-rheological shock absorbers have a sensor located near each wheel, as shown on this C6 Corvette. Refer to Figure 119-41. The controller for the magneto-rheological suspension system on a C6 Corvette is located behind the right front wheel. Frequently asked question. Can computer-controlled shock absorbers and struts be replaced with conventional units? Maybe. If the vehicle was manufactured with or without electronic or variable shock absorbers, it may be possible to replace the originals with the standard replacement units. The electrical connector must be disconnected, and this may cause the control system to store a diagnostic trouble code and return on a suspension fault warning light on the dash. Some service technicians have used a resistor equal in resistance value of the solenoid or motor across the terminals of the wiring connector to keep the controller from setting a DTC. All repairs to a suspension system should be done to restore the vehicle to like-new condition, so care should be exercised if replacing electronic shocks with non-electronic versions. Refer to Figure 119-42. A cutaway of a magneto-rheological shock absorber is displayed at the Corvette Museum in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Review questions. Question 1. What type of sensor is usually used on electronically controlled suspensions to sense the height of the vehicle? Question 2. Why is the vehicle speed sensor used as input for many electronic suspension systems? Question 3. What is a lateral accelerometer sensor and why is it used? Question 4. Why does the output side of the suspension air compressor contain a desiccant? Question 5. How does a magnetorheological suspension system work? Chapter Quiz. Question 1. What is the purpose of an electronically controlled suspension system? A. Adjust shock stiffness depending on conditions. B. Change settings to firm for cornering. C. Select soft for cruising. D. Any of the above. Question 2. What type of sensor is used as a height sensor on vehicles? Equipped with an electronically controlled suspension? A. Hall effect. B. Photocell. C. Potentiometer. D. Any of the above. Question 3. Which sensors do most vehicles use if equipped with electronic suspension? A. Height sensors. B. Steering wheel position sensors. C. Lateral accelerometer sensors. D. All of the above. Question 4. A lateral acceleration sensor is used to provide the suspension control module with feedback regarding force. A. Cornering. B. Acceleration. C. Braking. D. All of the above. Question 5. A steering wheel position sensor is being discussed. Technician says that the sensor is used to determine the direction. The steering wheel is turned. Technician B says that the sensor detects how fast the steering wheel is turned. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither technician A nor B. Question 6. What type of electronically controlled suspensions is commonly used? A. Automatic level control. B. Air suspension. C. Magnetorheological suspension. D. Any of the above. Question 7. The firm setting is usually selected by the electronic suspension control module whenever which of the following occurs? A. High speed. B. Rapid braking. C. Rapid acceleration. D. Any of the above. Question 8. What are commonly used as actuators in electronic suspension systems? A. Solenoids. B. Actuator motor. C. Steeper motor. D. Either A or B. Question 9. A ride height compressor that runs excessively indicates A. Low tire pressure. B. An air leak in the system. C. A vacuum leak in the system. D. Any of the above. Question 10. Some vehicles have shocks that use magnetorheological fluid. This MR fluid changes viscosity when what is or are applied to the fluid? A. A vacuum. B. An electrical current. C. Shock force. D. Heat. End of chapter 119.